be a problem. Frek the Gemara on the Mishnah, Vitivato Beruba. Why don't we just rely on the suggestion that we said before, that Bittel Berov, Gid Anosha, I understood from last Sugya, that you can't nullify why Rabosai, because Gid Anosha is an example of a what? Unmute.
Barrier.
Of a barrier. And now you'll have to analyze, according to Tosis, the Rush versus the Ran and the Rashba, what constitutes a barrier, what doesn't constitute a barrier. But everyone is going to be in agreement that black on white, the Gemara says that a Gid Anosha does qualify to be a barrier and therefore is an anti-bittel and does not allow nullification. But what about a Chatich Hashem Nevela? The Rishonim, in analyzing what's a barrier, what's not, use Nevela as an example of something that would not qualify as being a barrier, and they were coming off of this Gemara. The Tivata Beruva. So the Gemara needs to come on to another rationale that Nevela is not going to be bought. So the Gemara starts off with the following idea. So what does the Gemara originally say? Fascinating. The Gemara introduces a new klal. Within the sugya that we're about to learn, we learn another klal. The Gemara tells us that a dover shebeminyan, something that's not associated and designated based on it itself, but rather always is approached as a number, that would be what's called a dover shebeminyan, and a dover shebeminyan is not but. A classic example would be for this, a dozen eggs. People don't refer to one egg. They buy things by the weight or the number, and that is that's the way the market works for this item. So Chazal Midrabanan said, when it comes to a dover shebeminyan is not but. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is pointed out in the Gemara, as Rashi points out from the Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel Mid Beis. Have a machloikes, how severe is this dover shebeminyan? Is it es shedarka limonos, or is it kol shedarka limonos? What's the difference between es shedarko and kol shedarko? Es shedarko means this is only approached and associated as a number. It always is a number and a volume and a weight. But it never is referred to as its own specific characteristics. Only then does it get the limitation that it's not bottom. But if it's kol shedarko limonos, so then Reish Lakish does have the opinion that would lend itself to bittel, because it's not always associated as a volume, as a number, but rather it's sometimes associated as a volume, as a number. And Rabbi Yochanan was more machmir, and Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that even kol shedarko limonos is going to be not nullified. So we're going to have to see in Mirtz Hashem when we get to Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin lagabi this, and which version do we accept? But we know on the books that there is this limitation called dover shebeminyan, that sometimes, either always or sometimes, a dover shebeminyan, a number entity, is not going to be bottle. And the classic example that you should think about in your head is the eggs case. Yeah, wiser, Jake.
I mean, how can you give the classic case of the eggs if, like, eggs as itself can be one individual egg? Meaning, like, we just associate selling at 12. There's also
I don't think anyone buys one egg.
Yeah, but there's also cases that it's not only 12. I mean, it can be 36. It can be other.
That doesn't matter. That means that it's number based.
Okay, fine.
I can buy different weights. I can get more. I have a larger meal. I have not. But the point is, when I approach this item and when I associate with this item, I associate always with a number. A dozen eggs, half a dozen eggs, three dozen eggs. That's what it's called. Okay?
We said Reish Lakish held that even if it's kol shedarko, it's still in mevatlin. But Rabbi Yochanan would say that you could be mevatlin in that case.
Is that? I mean, let me just double check to make sure that I'm right about that. That I didn't push the shittas. And Beitza, Daf Gimel Mid Beis.
Yeah, no. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Eshedark Limonis, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omer Kol Shedark Limonis Shanino.
So then Rabbi Shalkish is more Machmir.
One second. Yeah, Rish Lakish is more mafia, right?
Could Rabbi explain one more time what kol versus ed is?
Kol means sometimes, anytime. Look at Rashi and Chulin. Sechazar al gabe chavili tilson, another example of something sold by the number. Anani pa'amim shenimnis tadam asilinos tachilot of linyan arm chazimin. Sometimes people approach this item as number of hatichos. Then that's considered a dashtamin. Okay? We don't want to say can't be, because sometimes it has to be always. Answer the dark aluminum. Okay? So that's the Gemara in the original presentation. It's about the Baruma Frekar Kasha, Ani Chaman, our culture, dark aluminum. The only other minion, Ahatikha, piece of Nevela, the version of minion, but sometimes, not always a Dutch minion. So the Gemara says, I have an answer why a mission is suggested to grow. According to the Manda Omer, Kol Shadarkali Manos. But according to the Manda Omer, like Rabbi Yochanan, Es Shadarkali Manos, that it has to be always. So since it's not always told and approached by volume or by pieces, so then it doesn't qualify as a Dover Shemminyan, Frek the Gemara Kashin Kulin. El Manda Omer, Es Shadarkali Manos, Shanina Michael and Immer, Zok the Gemara, Shaini Chaticha Ruilis Gabibop, Linea Urchim. What does that mean? But is anyone can help me over here? As the Gemara sounds like new reason why it's going to be bottle, not bottle, but rather because it's called what? Chaticha aruya liskabed lifnei ha'orchin. Again, Rabbi Isai, the common denominator in all of these types of things, that midrabbanon, pashtus midrabbanon, everything is not going to be bottle, is that there's a certain level of chashivas to these items. It's not a mere ingredient. It's not a mere additional item in your taruvis that's now going to get mixed up. But anytime your item is chashuv, anytime your item carries significance, that's going to cause a lack of bittul. One example of that is beria. Another example of that we just learned is a davar shebeminyan. Another example of that is what? A aticha aruya is kapid lefnei orchid. That means it. If this item is something that you would serve as is, on its own, independently, to your guest on the table, then that is something that doesn't lend itself to it. So the Gemara is suggesting, the reason why it's not bottle, the reason why the Mishnah and who and the Tzayvav and based couldn't suggest the concept of obligation, is because it's haticha, is the haticha that you would serve to your guest. You would give him a nice piece of flesh. So therefore, this iser doesn't have the ability to be nullified within the taruvis of other hatichas. Now what we're going to have to do is explore what exactly fits the criteria of being a haticha aruviyuliska. And eventually, you're telling me now me things are now never going to be bottle. So then when we go back to that question that I opened up with from the chicken factory, from the shechting house, and now you have 1,000 chickens, and some of them are problematic, so potentially this chicken is a chaticha ruliskabi. You would serve kitchen chicken to your guests. So potentially that would be an issue, unless there might be some leniencies and some limitations on this concept of chaticha ruliskabi to say when and when not it actually counts as something to be mischabed. So what we're going to have to now do is analyze the Rishonim and other Gemaras to see if we can really draw a conclusion of what a valid definition of chaticha ruy l'iskabed to now change our perspective of when and not bittul will apply in a case of yavish b'yavish, and when will we not suggest anymore, like the Gemara suggested, really not the room. We don't know enough. Classify it, but
yes, on clarification, so we said something that's davar shebeminyan, it doesn't lend itself to bittul. so it, like the eggs wouldn't be able to be mivato because it's covered with minyan.
Right.
But what
we'll
I'm saying,
see,
like,
we'll have to see.
Isn't aren't eggs royally scabid?
It's also royally scabid. Might depend. Let's see what it's royally scabid. But you don't even need that. You have it. You have a lack of bitterly without
that. That's covered with minyan.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So you don't know.
Yeah. Edmund.
Is there, like, halachic nafkamins between them, or they're all, like, the same?
In terms of the reasons why you're not bottle?
Like, are there some that are more machmi than others in some ways, or they're all equal?
Bottom line, the conclusion's going to be, if you're in one of these categories, there's not going to be bittle. I don't think it matters what the reason that there's lack of bittle. No. But we just have to know if you have, let's say, a situation where only one of the svaras are going to apply, you have to know whether or not the svara really applies. So now we have to really approach and analyze whether or not this, what is the criteria of Chatikha Riliskab. So what we do is we start from Taisis. Taisis Dira Maskel Shaini in Hulin and Daf Kufa Med Aleph asked the following question. There is a Gemara in Aharal and Daf Yevamis Pei Aleph and Mebeis. The Gemara talks about a Chatikha of meat. What type of meat? A chaticha of chatos. You have a piece of chatos that is tameh, and now the Gemara wants to know, will it become bottle in other chatos tahorah? So again, what's my situation? I have a taruvis of meats of what? Of carbon chatos. One of them is tameh, is problematic, and the other one is tahoros, and the Gemara wants to know, is it bottle or is it not bottle? So on that, the Gemara says, "Chaticha shalchatas tmeya b'meya shalchatas tahiris." You have one iser and one tamei and 100 that is tahor. Tale, the Gemara says it's batal. The Gemara says it's batal. So Taisus asks the kasha. The chit. So what's Taisus kasha, Rabbi Yisai? What's the implied kasha, Rabbi Yisai? It's chaticha shalchatas l'skabe. These are good pieces of meat. And the chaticha is fitting to be served l'fnei ha'archim in front of your guests. So therefore, it shouldn't lend itself to bittel, just like the Gemara in Chulin is introducing a new limitation on the concept of nullification in our Gemara when it comes to chaticha shel nevela. So on that, Tosfos says, v'chitem, and if you're going to tell me a potential answer, that what? Shani chaticha de nevela de uyulis gabi l'fnei oivet kochavim. Maybe you're going to tell me that what? No, when it comes to chaticha nevela, half of the world could eat it. You can give it to your goy, like the Torah says, and therefore it's ru'uyulis gabe to many people. Aval what? Aval sholchatas tmeya aser ba'na. But over here, you can't even give it to a goy. Why? Because a chatas tmeya is what? Is aser ba'na. So when is something a ru'uyulis gabe? When you can give it to a goy, like an avela, which doesn't carry an isra hanah. But when it comes to a chatos, then it's not even mutter banah. So therefore, it's not ru'uyulis gabed. If it's not aser banah, if it's aser banah, which makes it in ru'uyulis gabed, implication is creates a leniency in a kula that it does lend itself to be what? Batal. Perhaps that's the answer to the stira in our Gemara. And the Gemara in Yevamis. Everyone with me, Rabbi Sayin Taisus? Everyone chap the stira? Yeah? Give me some thumbs up.
Can you repeat, Rabbi? Sorry.
There's a contradiction from our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevamis. Our Gemara says when you have a piece that's fit to be served to guests, it doesn't lend itself to bittul. Yet the Gemara talks about of many barb chatas teats, one of them being tummy and the rest being tar. And Gemara and Yevamis does say that there's no notification by those pieces. So I ask Taisus, why did Gemara say that it's not bottle? Because it's chaticha ruilis gabe. So Taisus, no, there's a difference. Perhaps you're going to tell me, suggest Taisus, that when it comes to nevela, it's mutter ba. No, you can give it to a goy. That makes it what? Ruilis gabe lefnei acherim lefnei orchim. You can give it to a goyish shamil. Whereas when it comes to a chatas tmeya, it's aser ba'na, so therefore I can't even serve it to a goy, and that's why it's not a chaticha that's fit to be miskabed, to have orchim over, and to serve it to those guests. Good, Jake?
Okay. Ready.
Says, yeah.
Ready.
Isn't so? Our Gemara is talking about the rope. The Gemara there is talking about the mea.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
I don't think so.
But the robe, something really is chabed, fine. It's only a robe, so it won't be bottle. But something that's bottle with mea, why is he comparing the two cases?
Because all bittel, yavish b'yavish, is fundamentally work in the same ways. It's just that Chazal gave different ratios in different areas of halacha, like truma and kodshim, but it's still going to work through the same mechanics. And the lack of bittel and the force of bittel and the enforcing of bittel is still going to work through the same mechanisms, no matter what your ratio and what your number is going to be. Ultimately, bittel b'meah works the same as bittel b'rov. It's just different numbers that Chazal require. So Taisa says, it can't be. That's a bad answer. Da'achatichas baser v'chol of tnan b'perek baser d'mesech zavodah zara d'lo batla afal gav da'aser v'ano. No. You're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Because don't tell me that something that's asur b'ano is now going to be what? Not a chaticha ruil eskabed. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah suggests that basur v'cholav, which is asur b'ano, is not going to be batal. And therefore, it sounds like even though something is asur b'ano, it's considered a chaticha ruil eskabed still, and we ignore the fact that it's asur b'ano. We don't look within the prism and the perspective of what could be given to Goyim, what not could be given to Goyim. Because if that would be the case, then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah would say by Basar V'Cholov, which is Asar Ba'ana, it should be Batal. Because it's not a Chaticha Roi L'Skabi, because you can't give it to a Goy, because it can't be served. So it's not a Chaticha Roi L'Skabi. So therefore, Taisus rejects that suggestion. So what is a good suggestion?
Rabbi, we said that Basar V'Cholov is not Mevatal for other reasons, though.
Why? What are you talking about?
Didn't we already learn in previous figures that Basar V'Cholov is in Mevatel? Maybe there's something else, sorry.
No. What you might be referring to is that Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's no Eim Mevatlin by Basar V'Cholov. He had a Chiddush because he wanted to say that Basar V'Cholov is not Batel B'Shishim, it's just that there's no Isser if it's not Nois and Tam. But that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about here you have a piece of Basar V'Cholov, and that got thrown into a taruvus of other pieces. That's going to be iser. That is needed. Going to be needed. Bittol yavish biyavish in order to eat it. So what is the answer? Zaptayzi yeshlamer the chol davar aroy leskabid im hodya misbatel choshev v'loy bat. Says Taisus, no. We don't look and focus on the situation of the iser. Don't differentiate between whether it's asur b'ano, can I practically give it to a guy, can I not practically give it to a guy. If we look at post-factor, if this item would be batel, would the piece be considered a chiyoticha ruy l'skabid, again, nullifying the iser and ignoring the iser, then that's going to be considered a chaticha ruy l'skabid. But if this item is not going to be a chaticha ruy l'skabid post-bitel, then that's not going to be a chaticha ruy l'skabid. Don't analyze the iser. Analyze once it's now in the group, in the taruvis, would it be a respectable portion to now give to a guest? That will now decipher whether or not you're dealing with a chaticha ruy l'skabid. But if you, what, have something that's asur b'ano, that's not going to make a difference. So when it comes to what? When it comes to an avela, so yeah, once it's batel, it doesn't carry on its iser. So now, would I serve this to a yid, and this is something that's respectable that I'm going to serve at Evan Libor's Chasana? So the answer is yes, I would serve this, albeit being the Vela, because it's Batel Barov, and therefore it's Mutter. However, since it's respectable, so that's not going to allow the Bittel to take place in the first place, because post facto it would have been Ru'i L'Skabi. But don't differentiate between whether or not you were able to give this to a goy or not able to give this goy, namely whether or not it's mutter v'ana or whether or not it's going to be asur v'ana. However, says Tosfos, when it comes to what? When it comes to korban chatos, that's not ru'uy l'skabed because it's asur v'ana. No, that's not the approach we're taking. There's an entirely different reason why it's not ru'uy l'skabed. Why? What does Tosfos say, Rabbi say? What's the reason why it's not a ruy l'skabid? Because it's not ruy l'skabid. Who's eating this at the end of the day? It's a korban chatas. It's mixed up with other korban chatas. Who are the only people that are able to eat this item? Says Tysus. Hasam ain't a Ruya El Kayhanim. Evan Libor can't serve this at his wedding. The only people that could eat this ultimately is who? Are the Kohanim that divvy up their portion for their wages for their job that they do in the Beis HaMikdash. In Ruya El Kayhanim. And even in the world of Kohanim, don't say that it's considered a chaticha riliskabi legabi the Kohanim meals, because Tosfos says that's not going to work. Why? I would have said, if I were Tosfos, I would have said, because it has to be Rui Liskabi for the whole world. That's not what Tosfos says. Everyone read Tosfos carefully. Tosfos does not say that the reason why Chatas is not Rui Liskabi is because it's only served to Kohanim. It sounds like in Tosfos, the fact that we're dealing with only a segment of the population, that could still be fitting to be a Ruhi Liskabit amongst Kohanim. But what's the reason it's not Ruhi Liskabit, says Tosfos? Because the Kohanim, when they divvy up their portion, ain machzikin toiva ze leze, shekulan shavin, delechol bnei aram tia ishka achiv ksiv. Says Tosfos, because everyone gets the same amount. And they don't even look at it as anything more respectful or more precious from one to the other. Everyone gets the same amount, and that's not qualified because of the pasuk. Because all kol kahanim shavim bedavar zeh. Therefore, by definition, achatos within achatos is not considered achita really iskabit. And once it's post bittul, like Tosfos is telling us how to configure the signature situation, it would not fit the bill of being a chaticha really iskabit. It goes on Tosfos and says, but if you have a korban chatos that gets mixed up with what? With basar chulin, with regular flesh in the butcher, with regular meats. That's going to be a chaticha rilis kabed, and that's actually not going to lend itself to bittul. Aval chatos b'shal chulin kamar osam. The loitale. Why loitale? Why is it not bittul? Because it's a chaticha rilis kabed. So Tosfos gives us certain klolim. Tosfos says, and again, this Gemara in Yevamos is crucial for us to figure out how it jives to our Gemara in Chulin. Why by Chaticha Shal Nevela? Yes, Bittul. No, Bittul. It's a Chaticha Riliskabit. But by Chatas Tmeya with Chatas Tahorus? Yes, Bittul. When do you apply the Klal of Chaticha Riliskabit? When do you not apply the Klal of Chaticha Riliskabit? So Tosfos says, don't tell me it's because of Isur Anon. We analyze each Isur independently. That's not the correct approach. Because Tosfos says that if that would be the case, we would apply that to Basar V'Cholav as well. So therefore, Tosfos has to drop that suggestion. Tosfos comes on to a new suggestion that's limited to chatos that falling into other chatos, that there, by definition of chatos, since everyone gets an equal portion, it doesn't qualify as a chaticha rulis gabit. But in a chanami, if you would have a piece of kosher meat that was not like chatos and would be considered like something that we would serve to everyone at the table, unlike the chelik of the Kohanim, that would be considered a chaticha riliskabit, and therefore we resolve the stira between the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in the Gemara in Chulin. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, a Gemara that we everyone good. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, there is another Rabbi, Gemara.
Rabbi, how does Rabbi Tosfos answers the question by saying that it's for Kohanim is different. That's his answer for Yevamos.
For Kohanim, it's different since they're all getting the same portion, and it's as if the Torah says this is not a chaticha ruhi liskabit.
So that's why it's not mevatel.
Not machzik toiv le'atzman, right? But Rabbi Yisai, first of all, we have to see if other Rishonim agree to this suggestion, because this is not going to really. This is pretty much going to make it that really everything else outside of the world of the Beis Hamikdash is going to be a chaticha ruhi liskabit. So therefore, it's not going to really help us in the world of Shulchan Aruch b'zman hazeh. That's number one. So we have to see if other Rishonim agree to this. Number two, we have to keep in mind another Gemara that I just want to remind you from last week. If anyone remembers, there was a Gemara in Zvachan that talked about a taruvis of animals. And the Gemara says the reason why the animal doesn't get batel within the other karbanos is because Bale Chayim Lo Betili. Does everyone remember that line of the Gemara? That a living animal is not batel. So comes along the Rishonim and they're going to ask the question, why did the Gemara just say, because it's a Chaticha Ruhi Liskabi? Perhaps that Gemara in Zvachim that use the rationale of Bali Chaim lo betili, that animals are not batal, and not suggesting based on the cloud that we're suggesting over here, Chaticha Riliskabed, perhaps we could infer from there that it's not based on simply every situation of a Chaticha, and we have to be very specific in our situation. Again, I'm leaving it vague because we have to see what the Rishonim actually say. So let's turn to the Ron.
It's not a Chaticha, is it?
What I'm leading towards. Excellent, excellent. So that's what I want the Rishonim to say. Because Yosef, according to what you're saying, that's going to be a big nafkamina in terms of our chicken case. Let's say the chicken is whole, it's on the conveyor belt, and it wasn't cut up into pieces. So perhaps maybe some Rishonim can infer from there that that wouldn't qualify as a Chaticha. From our Tosos, we don't know that. But if other Rishonim suggest that, perhaps that might be a sniff lahakel in terms of of defining what would be a chaticha or l'skabed, what would not be a chaticha or l'skabed, and where the shaila came up might make a difference lahalach. So if we turn to the Ran, and we'll finish with a shir with this Ran, so let's just take a look at the Ran. It's on Lamed Vavim Abayz. Ubemayda Amrinon, everyone with me? The first word on the line is harui l'skabed. Says the Ran, I have a kasha. The cave and Shia Surah, Heyachiskabidba. Says the Ran, similar to what we saw in Tysus, the second it's an Avela, so then it's by definition what? Not Roy Liskabid. Practically, I cannot serve this Usser meat on a table at Evan Lieber's wedding. It's not Roy Liskabid, because it carries an Isser Nevela on it. So aren't those two concepts conflicting in their very nature? The Chitema, and if you're going to tell me like Tosis suggests, Bifnei Oreach Oyvid Koychavim, it's talking about in front of a guy, V'hokarina Labasav, it can't be, because the Tosis rejected. V'hokarina Labasav V'chol L'per Basav David is our Roy L'skabit, Disnan V'elu Asur M'chol Shein, V'chosher Basav V'chol Afal Pishein R'skabit Bo Bifnei Shom Adam, can't be because Basar V'cholav is considered a Chaticha Roy L'skabit, even though it's Aser Bano, like Tosis is rejected. If you're going to tell me like Tosis suggests, we don't look at it in this situation, but we look at it what? In something that's similar to this item or post-bittel, meaning take this type of meat, this texture, this presentation, and imagine that it wasn't an avela. Would it be Rui L'skabi? Would it not be Rui L'skabi? And that's going to be the definition of what types of chaticha are Rui L'skabi. And we don't focus on the fact that this item right now in its temporary state is now going to be usher, and therefore, Tosis, that's the reason why it's considered Rui L'skabi. No, it's not true. I'll be Rui L'skabi, but with Neshu Madam, because what does he say? Kati Tikshe, then you're going to ask Akasha like Tosis asked. So whose kasha is that the Ran's asking, Rabbi Say? Kasha of who? The kasha of Tosis. The stira in the Gemara in Yevamos from the Gemara in Chulin. Right? If it's Aser, so then why isn't it a Chaticha Rui L'skabed over there as well when it was Aser of being a Chatas Tmei? Is everyone with me?
No.
Yeah, what's the problem? He just repeated the Kasha of Tosis.
He was saying that if you use Tosis' answer just by looking at it once it's already in a Tarubis, is it Roy, then what is the Kasha implicit?
Then why does Gemara and Yevamos say that a Chatas Tmei is not Batal? Well, why does Chatas Tmei is Batal? Why isn't a Chatas Tmei considered a Chaticha Rui L'skabed? How do you deal with the Gemara and Yevamos? That's Tosis Kasha. Says the Ran a different Teretz. Kosav Teretzu B'Sefer Atrumas. Listen up, Rabbi Yisai, this is what we're looking for. Different answers from the Rishonim on the same Kasha will present different approaches to Sugyas. Teretzu B'Sefer Atrumas. Shezeu klolo shel dover. Sheilu kol sheilu nisbatel. Yei ruuya liskabi b'vifnei kol ha'adam b'kachatichas nevela sh'nisarva b'shal hefter. O chatichas chatas tahora b'shal chulin. She'im tisbato b'chulin teheke chulin. B'tehei ruuya liskabi b'vifnei kol ha'adam. Ha'rezu ena b'teil. B'ayinu reisha de b'rais de berka ha'aral. Diktoni chatichas chatas tahora sh'nisarva b'mei chatichas shachulin. Chulin asurin. Aval chatichas chatas tmeya sh'nisarva b'chatichas tahoras. Shim tispatel betoichat ha'oris loyte ruuya liskabi b'vifnei ha'orchem. Sharei or eino ruuya elo lizichre kuhuna bilvad. Mishum zichre kuhuna loy chashiva ruuya. Says the Ran, a different teretz than Taisus. The teretz from the zichre from the Sefer HaTrumas. The answer is very simple, and you see it in the Gemara in Yevamos itself. The Gemara in Yevamos has two cases. One, a korban chatas tmeya that falls into another group of korban chatas tahoros. There, the Gemara says it's batal. It's not a chaticha ruuya liskabi. And the other example is what? A korban chatas tahora that falls into mea chatos of chulin. Mea chatichos of chulin, regular meat. And there, the Gemara says that it's not batal because it's a chaticha ruuya liskabi. What's the difference? Very simple. Post-bittel, are you going to serve it to only Kohanim, or are you going to serve it to everyone? That's a little bit different than what Tosis answered. The Sefer HaTrumas is saying the definition of chaticha ruuya liskabi is this only miskabi to what? A segmented portion of the population like Kohanim? Then that's not a chaticha ruuya liskabi. It has to be ruuya liskabi lefnei kulam. And in the situation where it's ruuya liskabi post-bittel likulam, that's going to be considered a chaticha ruuya liskabi. So it's clear that Tosfos didn't hold like that because you don't have to say anything about what the response were and it's equal portions. And therefore, Tosfos was focusing on the fact that a chatas amongst chatas is not ruuya liskabi because it's not choshev. Whereas according to the Sefer HaTrumas, it's an analysis of what? It's not lifnei ha'orchim. It's talking about the population, that there's only a limited amount of people that are able to eat this item, but we'll see if he sticks with this answer in the future in the Ran. Arya?
So you could say that the Ran is more objective and Tosfos is more subjective?
I don't know, because Tosfos could also be more objective. I hear what you're saying, but Tosfos is saying, from an objective perspective, if everyone gets the same amount amongst the Kohanim, that's going to be not a ruuya liskabi. But if they would get impressive portions, the fact that it's a smaller population, I think that that's still an objective hagdar.
Rabbi, how does that work with a nevela?
Nevela, once it's batal, is roi to everyone.
And therefore, it's so why is it mevato? Why is it not mevato?
It's a chaticha ruuya liskabi.
Oh, it is.
Serve okay. It. Serve it to your guests. So that's the first answer suggested from the Sefer HaTrumah. Then comes along the Ran and he adds in something. V'chaticha zu, and this piece, dafka she'ein akdana v'loy g'doylo yoyser midai. It can't be too big and it can't be too
small.
Why? She'im hoysa k'tani v'yoyser midai eina ru'uya liskabi bo u'begdoyle yoyser midai nami lichotcha kayama u'kamoy she'i eina ru'uya liskabi. Comes along the Ran and says, by the way, I want you to understand that there's another condition of a chaticha ru'uya liskabi. Not only that it has to be ru'uya liskabi to the whole population, but it has to be practically right now that it's fit to be served and to be mechabed a guest in its state that it's in. So therefore, says the Ran, if it's not cut up to the size that you're going to serve it, so therefore what? That's not going to be a chaticha ruuya liskabi. It's too large, you would never serve something like that. It's too small, you would never serve something like that. That would not be fit as a chaticha ruuya liskabi. How does he know this? Let's see his raya. That I mentioned before. Vilevatel Baruba, why don't you be Mevatel and nullify the Shor Niskal amongst the other animals? Umitartzim Bali, Chayim Chashivi, Velo Batli, because it's an animal, it's not nullified. Taima Mishum Bali, Chayim. The rationale is because it's what? It's an animal. Aval Mace, but if it would not be alive, the implication of the Gemara is Batel. It would have been Batel in the other animals. The Afal P, Shefsher Lachtach Mimenu Harbe Chadichos. Even though it's a large piece and you can cut many different pieces from it, Shein Ruilis Gabit Afilu Ulachi, Kevan Dekamoshu, since right now in this state, Eina Ruilis Gabit Ilu Aya Mace Batel, therefore it doesn't qualify as the limiting factor of being a Chaticha Ruilis Gabit. Alma Chaticha Beinonis Bainon, you need a classic normal size cut. V'chaticha beinonis nami ki amrinon de'ena b'teila dafka ba'oid shi shlema avolim achar shenofu l'kdeira nechticha batol chashivoso u'batla b'shishim b'shari surim. So says the Ran, therefore, another qualification that is very necessary, that if this could be cut into smaller pieces, Rabbeisai, let's go back to our shayla, namely, no one serves a whole chicken. But if you're going to cut the chicken into pieces according to at least the Ran, we have to see whether or not we're going to paskin like this based on his comparison of our Gemara of Achatichas Nevela to the Gemara in Zvachim by Balei Chayim. The fact that the Gemara did not suggest that answer in the Gemara in Zvachim, the implication is that it would have been a Chatich, it would not have been a Chaticha Ruilis Gabit and cancel Bittel for that reason because it could be cut off into many smaller pieces. Yeah, Judah.
According to the Ran, he says that for something to be royally kaved, it has to be in the state that it's in, has to be able to be served. So he held that a raw piece of meat.
Gevaldik, excellent. So Judah says, let's take this one step further. Why do you have to be based on what you cut? But why don't you just say it's not fully done? It has to be in this bashel. Stay tuned for the other Rishonim and for Shulchan Aruch. We're going to get to that in Mirtz Hashem, and perhaps that could be a svar that's going to play down the mice. So we have to see. Good. And in Judah, if Judah's suggestion is right, which I'm not telling you whether he is right, if Judah's suggestion is right, then you have another svarim to say that the chickens were not a chaticha ruilis gabit because it was raw at the time that it was on the conveyor belt and it got mixed on the line. Yeah, excellent.
Rabbi, so what, an usher piece of meat is also not roy to be served.
Anyone want to deal with Yosef, guys? Rishonim asked this kasha. We're looking everything, what? We're analyzing not pre-bittel.
As if it's already bottom?
No, it's kosher. It's as if it was another piece. We want to know what's the status of this texture, of this type, of this chaticha. Oh. And then it wouldn't be really skabit if it wasn't for the fact that it was non-kosher. Okay, everybody say? Yeah, Edmund.
Well, what are you saying by something that's cut up? Like you have something that... Like it generally is going to get cut up, or something that you actually cut it up. Like it has to be something that you generally cut up. What if it's something that it's not?
I think as long as it's normal to serve in this situation, doesn't matter what your plans are. Lamaisa, right now it's a chaticha ruilis kabi. The fact that you're making a different type of dish doesn't make a difference. The fact that I slice up, you know, for a salad, slicing, you know, of London broil. Doesn't mean that a normal chaticha of a London broil that Lamare will serve me is not going to be a chaticha ruilis gabit. As long as it's normal, you're going to have situations where it's just totally abnormal. No one would put a whole cow or a whole leg on a plate and serve it to a guest like that. So therefore, it's not in its status of chashivus at that point in time. But Rabbi Sai, to me, this Ran is a big chiddush. You know, we're talking about something that's very easily transformed to be a chaticha. The fact that I happen to have not cut it to that state, which I could do in a split second, now that's going to affect whether or not my taruvah, my mixture is going to be nullified or not, is an enormous chiddush. You know, whereas we started off the sugya, I could understand the logic of how do you create and how do you assess your population? How do you assess the situation? What is the response? Like Taisus says, is this considered chashuv amongst Kohanim? Is it not considered chashuv amongst Kohanim? According to the Sefer Chumas, is it full population? Is it all population? That I hear. That's a designation. That's an objective criteria when it comes to chaticha ruilis gabit. But over here, this is going to be, this could be sliced up in a second. To now say that this is going to affect Bittul or not and say it has to be at that point in time. What was the presentation of that piece right then, even though it could be switched in a second, is a big chiddush of the Ran. And we have to see whether or not the other Rishonim approach the sugya the same way. And Amir Tzashem, see how we're going to paskin on this sugya.
According to the Ran, Judah, he hold that you could cut that piece on purpose to make it smaller, to make it small enough that it would be batal.
Fakir, again, the opposite. Larger it is, the more batal it is. The smaller it is, it becomes a chaticha. It's the opposite, right? Okay, Rabbi says, so we'll stop here. Mirtz Hashem will pick up with the rest of the sugya, and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow on chaticha ruilis gabir.